This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat in South Bend District. Alfalfa can be a logical and timely addition to many operations. Generally, fall-planted alfalfa happens around mid-September, and planting in the fall has a variety of benefits. First off, weed pressure is lower in the fall, and young alfalfa does not compete well with weeds. Another advantage is that spring alfalfa doesn't always do well with summer drought. It is important to prepare completely before planting alfalfa, as it is a nutrient-intensive crop. Adequate soil nutrient levels before planting will increase production and lessen the need for heavy top dressing in later years. It is also very sensitive to pH, more than any other crop. Take an accurate soil test now so proper amounts of lime and fertilizer can be applied before planting in just a few weeks. Traditionally, alfalfa, like any small-seeded crop, needs a firm and smooth seed bed so the small seeds are planted at the right depth. One thing to check for is for the herbicide carryover is compatible with alfalfa. It is also possible to get a good stand from broadcast seeding followed by a soil packer, but this is somewhat unreliable and can make for an uneven stand. Like soybeans, alfalfa follows the number system. In southern Kansas, we use the 4 to 5 rated varieties. The lower numbers, the 2s and 3s, have a higher winter hardiness but stay dormant longer in the spring and the fall, reducing the growth season length. If you have any questions about getting your alfalfa started, please give me a call at 620-724-8233.